All right. Well, we're here this morning diving deep into the topic of floor covering. And boy, there is no limit of options that you have anymore. We always, in diving deep, go to experts that know a whole lot more about the subject than I do. And we're reaching out to Ted Fotinos of Apollo Flooring, Tucson's premier flooring store since 1959. Ted, I certainly appreciate you taking time and joining us this morning to talk floors.
No problem.
And I'm seeing, in talking with our customers in the world of remodeling and residential remodeling, and what I'm seeing on the showrooms of the different floor covering stores around town, is a resurgence in a vinyl. And I can remember putting in vinyl in the 70s and 80s, and it kind of disappeared. But it seems to me that it's coming back. What are y'all seeing in Tucson?
Well, that's correct, Rosie. We do see the resurgence of vinyl, but it's in a specific type. It's in mostly the vinyl tiles and the vinyl planks, especially the vinyl plank that looks like wood. There's a great variety of styles, colors, and species available in those looks. And they're very easy to maintain. You can mop these floors. They're almost permanent installs, so they're not. It's not like you'd be replacing them every few years or anything like that. And they even have them where they have textured surfaces like the hand-scraped hardwood or smooth finishes in a higher gloss, whichever look you like. And they have the click together products or for the do-it-yourselfer or the glue down products that are in the plank wood format. That's a real trend that we see, and people like it because of the durability, the actual beauty of the product. It looks so much like real wood, and they like it for the ease of maintenance. So that is a very strong trend that we see in the market today.
I think a lot of homeowners see a lot more vinyl than they realize. Aren't a lot of the commercial applications at the retail stores and the delis and the grocery stores, in fact, vinyl? And they think they're walking on wood or a natural stone product.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The other place that we see a big usage of that is in the health field, doctor's offices, the clinics, and things of that nature. Care homes are going to those products simply because they have the richness and elegance of wood and the durability and ease of maintenance of vinyl. So
I grew up in a house of the 60s and 70s with five brothers and two sisters, and you know what? My mom took the vinyl, rolled it up the walls about 4 or 5 inches, and then once a year she just took a hose and hosed the house out.
Well, fortunately, we're not doing a lot of that anymore.
No,
but,
no.
Yeah, I could see there was a definite need for that. Yeah. But, with these new products, it's just you can mop them one step at a time. It's a one-step process, and now you've got a clean, sanitary floor. That's all, Those things always lend themselves to great indoor air quality and keeping the floor clean so it's safe for your children.
There's a lot of things I like in the ceramic tile world, but one thing I don't like about ceramic tile is the grout. With vinyl, you've virtually eliminated any grout at all.
Yeah, there is very little use of vinyl of grouting with the vinyl tile products. There are some tile looks, and the stone and tile looks of the vinyl products that can be grouted, but you see most of that being used in other areas of the country where ceramic is not as popular as it is in the Southwest.
Well, other than this resurgence of the new vinyl in all of its new finishes and appearances and faux impressions of other products, what other trends are you seeing down in Tucson? What are y'all moving a lot of right now?
Right now, the trend in ceramic tile, while we're talking about it, is, again, it's to the wood-looking plank products in various widths. You can get a 4x20 or a 6x20 or a 4x24, a 9x36, all different size planks, and you install these in a planked pattern, staggered like you would a normal plank floor. And you use, generally these are thinner grout lines because of the rectified products. And again, they're either smooth finishes, you have cherry species or oak species or distressed wood. a hand-scraped textures. Again, we're mimicking the hardwood with ceramic tile, which is pretty much a permanent floor and very easy to maintain.
I have to imagine that you've seen carpet greatly diminish as the one go-to product over and over again. Hard surfaces really are making inroads into the carpet market, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Most of the public areas of a home, your living room, great rooms and those type of things, hallways are all converting to hard surface products of one type or another. And carpet is being relegated mostly to bedrooms or formal living rooms and things of that nature. But yeah, the carpet market is down somewhat, but the flooring market is up overall. So.
Yes. I've said for years at my house, the dream house, my next home, it's going to be all solid surfaces, and then I'll do carpet with just edge binding on it that I can roll it up and send it out and get it industrially cleaned once or twice a year.
Well, we see that a lot, not just the carpet with the edges being bound, but you know the area rugs certainly going into a lot of those areas because people want to still decorate. When you have all hard surface, you do have an acoustical issue. It may sound a little hollow in that room, especially if it's a large room. And then you can warm it up and soften it up with area rugs or bound carpet. And there's virtually an endless possibilities for design and decoration with those products.
Well, there you go. You've heard it from the expert. That's Apollo Flooring of Tucson, 5851 East Speedway Boulevard. The number, 520-428-8655. You can find them at apolloflooring.com. Again, serving Tucson since 1959.